Allison was mentored by Mike and is carrying on as Mike would have wanted every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her glass is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday morning. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, here every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. On KSRO, Sonoma County's FM News Talk, which is 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, 1350 AM, and good old KSRO.com, which is a great way to listen if you're not anywhere where any of those signals pull up KSRO. So across the country, around the world, anywhere you can pick up an internet signal, you can listen to KSRO and listen to the radio show, the Real Estate Hour. So glad to have you. And then podcasts also, if you go to KSRO.com, go to shows. Drop-down menu brings you to Ask the Expert. Click on that, and it'll open right up to a list, and right at the top is Allison Norman / Real Estate. That's me here on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. So you can listen to all of my old previous shows, and then also it goes back to 2016, so shows that Mike Kelly and then some of the shows that Mike and I did together. So lots of things you can listen to on the podcast. But thanks for tuning us in today. Without getting too much into politics and the world, just condolences to everybody involved. And really, that's not enough anymore. I feel like we say it every day. But, you know, Gilroy, the El Paso, and then woke up this morning to Dayton, Ohio. Anyway, I don't know, nothing else I can say but condolences to everyone involved and to the world. I think we need to do something. So anyway, not going to get political, not going to get on my soapbox. We're going to talk about real estate today and what's going to get on my soapbox for real estate. Because that's why you're here, is to listen to me talk about real estate, apparently. So let's do that. And the community and all that. And I want to say before I forget, David Guen's going to be on next week. So make sure you tune in for that. There was a caller, and I'm sorry, I can't remember your name. Kate called in a few weeks ago when we were talking about inspections and disclosures and asked about what was going on with the energy efficiency and more importantly, or more specifically, what's happening with this push to go to all electric with new building, and what exactly that is and what's going on. And I didn't have enough information about it to really answer her question. But I, as I always do, I looked around and found out who would be the one to talk to, and I actually reached out to David Guen, and I said, who do I talk to about this? I want to get some more information. And he said, oh, that's me. So he's the one that knows. So I reached out to the right person. So he knows all about that. He's going to talk to us about what exactly that is, as far as the city of Santa Rosa looking at leaning towards all electric building, because that's a more efficient way than burning gas and all of that, I guess. So anyway, he'll know more about that than I do. And then there's some public outreach things going on in the city of Santa Rosa right now. So he said it would be a great time for him to come chat about that as well. So I look forward to talking with him next week. And then working on a couple of other guests to come in. I do have an appraiser coming in, but it probably won't be till October. He's been really keeping a good watch on what's happening with the fire lots and all of the rebuilding home values of the new homes and the homes around the new homes and all of that. So that'll be interesting. But I think he's not going to be coming until early October, maybe late September, probably early October. And then which is coincidentally is when the time is up of that two-year period that the insurance money runs out for people that are rebuilding or trying to figure out what to do with their lives and in temporary housing, and their insurance is covering that, and that runs out at the 2-year mark in October. So That's interesting. We're watching it. And if you're going through that, I'm sorry that you're dealing with all that. And I can't imagine the stress and the worry and the concern if you're not quite having made a decision or not quite there. I've talked to people that, you know, are now just now making the decision that they're going to sell instead of build, trying to, you know, look at maybe buying a house instead. And when that money runs out, they're, you know, because they're looking at two mortgage payments or a rent payment and a mortgage payment, and they can't do that. And then other people that are, you know, that are rebuilding, but they're just not there yet. So now they're going to be still rebuilding and they're going to lose that rental money. So it's a really big deal, and it's scary. And if you're going through it, I'm sorry. And if you have any questions or looking for some resources for help, I can try and help you, you know, find the right person to chat with. So you're welcome to give me a call if you have some more questions about that. And it's my number, direct number is 707-799-3617. So that, and then if you want to call in, 707-799-3617. Joe says I said it too fast. And then if you want to call in today and chat on the radio, have any questions specifically about real estate or about what we're talking about today, I'll do my best to answer them. And if not, I'll find the person that knows and we'll get you the answers. That number is 707-636-1350, 707-636-1350. And that's between now and 10 o'clock. You can call me and be on the radio, or you can talk to Joe with a question off the radio if you're shy and you don't want to come on. Anyway, and then before we get into the thick of all of that, I want to just let you know I'm going to be at an open house again this Sunday, which is what we do. And someone somewhere along the line said, let's do open houses Sunday from 1 to 4. So we all do open houses Sunday from 1 to 4, which works out. And I think it's good for people to, you know, get out, and everybody knows there's kind of a uniform time when you can go out and do that. And so this is in, if you look in the open house guide, which I forgot to open up, but it should be advertised in there, the listing, my listing on Andy Way. It's over in upper Lomita Heights. It's a little neighborhood called Brittany Meadow, which very few people even know about. In fact, I didn't know until I pulled in. I'm all, where is this Andy Way, when I went to go look at it initially. And it's funny, as long as I've been in real estate, you still find these little pockets, neighborhoods and streets and areas that you didn't even know existed. So this is one of them. It's up above. I've always loved Lomita Heights, but this is up above Lomita Heights. It the only way you can get to it is go through Lomita Heights, which is off of Chenate. It's a great neighborhood. Lomita Heights itself is mostly, you know, 60s, 70s, kind of mid-century ranch style. And then at the end of that, as part of Nielsen Ranch, is the, you know, huge homes built in the early 2000s. And that's a separate neighborhood. But this, if you go off, if you're to your right, go up to the end, you find this little neighborhood built in 1994-95 by Gallagher Homes. And this is a single level, and it's almost 2,000 square feet, 1,988 square feet. It's shown on the tax records as a four-bedroom, two-bath. You know, I'd say technically it's a three-bedroom with an office, because that fourth bedroom doesn't have a closet. However, that's how the developer put them into the system when they initially, all of the homes around there, for the most part, people opted for that fourth bedroom as an office, not as a bedroom. So, doesn't have a closet. Anyway, so that is that. But it's you know, it's a really nice, light, open, big high ceilings. It has a family room, living room, kitchen that opens up to a big deck in the backyard. And you're looking out kind of up the hill and into what looks like open space, but it's really the neighbor's backyard, but you're not looking at the neighbor's house. So that's nice. And it looks very natural. And it's just a really nice backyard with some shade and some sun and you know, a lot of possibilities with this house. So I encourage you to come take a look, or even come say hi to me, and we can chat about real estate while you're looking around the property. The list price is at $795. That is a suggested list price. So come on by, take a look, and let me know what you think. And I'd love to chat with you. Again, that's from 1 to 4, and the address is 3364 Andy Way, 3364 Andy Way. And then, so we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk about, I want to talk about what's happening with the septic. We've been talking, this is a 20-year, you know, project that's been going back and forth and back and forth. And we had, oh my gosh, we had Mike Trinan, our septic specialist, come in. And he's been following this and part of this group that's putting together a kind of a proposal to say, let's not do it this way, let's do it this way, through, you know, with Norbar and with some other people. Norbar is North Bay Association of Realtors. Anyway, he came in and chatted about it, but it's still going on and it's going back into, you know, to be looked at again and voted on. So they're looking for public input, and I wanted to kind of let you know what's going on with that, and then we'll talk about some other stuff. But first, let's take a break. I am Allison Norman. This is Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here on KSRO. We'll be right back.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. Welcome back. It is Allison Norman here. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on KSRO, which is Sonoma County's FM News Talk. So 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM are, you know, a great new, I say new, it's been how many years, Joe? Four years since it's we went to FM? It's been... Yeah, for, I don't know, time just goes. Anyway, we still, you know, us old folks still refer to it as 1350 AM. And you can still listen there too. It's just a lot of different options. And then KSRO.com is another great way. So, which I listen to it a lot on KSRO.com because, you know, a lot of times I'm not where I have a radio that I can tune to. I listen in the car to the radio. Anyway, lots of ways to listen to KSRO. Thank you for joining us every Sunday morning, chatting about real estate and the things going on around the community that affect real estate. I'm going to be talking a little bit. You know, I totally forgot, and I said when we come back, we'd talk about this septic on-site wastewater, Russian River watershed stuff. But I forgot that I wanted to. I promised you last week, and I don't know if you care or not, but if you're following along, I keep my promise. I want to talk about July numbers, what's happening in the real estate market. And it's important to keep an eye on if you have, you know, really even if you're not thinking about buying, if you own a home and you're curious what's happening in the real estate market, or just, I think it's a good indication of the strength of the market and the community and the county as a whole, because real estate affects so much more than just real estate. It has such a ripple effect and reach. So, if the market is good, it you know, industries that are affected by real estate, whether it's home improvement, you know, the different service industries that go into the home sale or the home purchase, but then also you buy a new home. Now the furniture stores are, you know, you're buying new furniture, you're hiring a painter, you're going to Home Depot more often, which is where I spend a lot of time as a homeowner. So anyway, I think it's important to know what's going on. So I'm going to let you know about the numbers and what's happening. Usually I talk about active listings every week. And then at the end of each month, we'll wrap up with the entire month and see what the sales, because you really don't want to look at the sales every week. It really doesn't tell you a lot. But what's happening in July, so we are now into August, so hopefully most realtors have reported their sales. Sometimes we forget and get sidetracked and then go, oh, darn it, I forgot to report that sold. And so sometimes it can be a little off, you know, the first week or so into the month, but we're going to look at it anyway. So August numbers, active single family homes. Currently, there are 1,156 active homes on the market. That's down one from last week. So it was 1,157 when we looked at it last week. So 1,156 active listings, 490 in escrow, and then there are 428 that sold. So, you know, that's good that we've got, you know, 800, what, almost over 900 homes that sold and or are in escrow or sold or no longer available this month or last month. And as opposed to 1,156 active. So that's pretty good. That's still indicative of a strong market, even though I think we're seeing things slow a little bit. What I thought was interesting is when you look, there's a way to search either sold or sold off MLS or sold off market. And that's where somebody didn't actually put it in the MLS, whether it was an agent that, you know, that handled both transactions, dual agency or what some people call double ended. They represented both sides or, you know, and it never made it into the MLS. Or maybe it was a friend that bought the house, or it was transferred from parent to child or something. So those didn't show up in the MLS. But there is a way to report it, and that helps us keep a track of the numbers and helps appraisers and realtors that are looking to help you figure out the value of your home. So I'm sorry. So there is a place in the MLS to report it sold off market. And I thought it was interesting that there were 413 when I pulled it up as just sold in the MLS. And then I realized I had forgot to click that box. So I added in the other, and there were 428. So, you know, that's what, 15 homes. Am I doing that right? That sold off market without actually ever going in the MLS. So, and then when I looked at the other categories, they were really pretty much the same. So it was just the single family homes that were affected by, or I don't know, affected is the right word, but where there were some that were sold off market. So we are seeing that. We don't see it very often, but it is there, and it's good that at least the people will add it in to the MLS so we can keep track of the numbers. But anyway, so 428 sold in the month of July, which is good, you know, compared to how much we have on the market. It's, you know, it's okay. And the fact that there's quite a few in escrow is good as well. So anyway, the median for those single family homes was $650,500. That's where we are, is our median home price. And then 38 days on the market is kind of the average days on the market. So we're still looking good. And, you know, we kind of panic a little if we haven't sold in a month. and really it does mean, you know, if you haven't sold in a month, then you may want to look at your price point. I'd say, you know, once it's been on the market for 30 days, if you haven't gotten an offer, you need to look at your price point or look at what else may be affecting the sale. And really always it comes back to price. But can you do something to bring it up to that price you want? It doesn't necessarily mean you have to drop the price, but it means that the price for what you're offering is not quite right as far as the buyers are concerned. So you look at either dropping your price or at you know, what can you do? So maybe you need to do some things that you initially thought weren't necessary because you thought it was going to sell real quick, regardless of, you know, the yard needing work or some painting that needed to be done, or, you know, maybe some old carpet that you wanted to change out and you thought, oh, don't worry about it. Cause you know, and really with the carpet, if it's really so gross that you need to get it out of there, then I would replace it. But if it's just, you know, it's old carpet, somebody's going to come in there. And a lot of people are moving over towards wood flooring. You know, if you have the means and you want to pull out your carpet, an old carpet, and put in wood flooring, or the wood look tile or the simulated wood, there's a lot of good options right now for that, but that's really what people are wanting. So if you're looking for something quick to do, not necessarily cheap, because it's not cheap to change that out, but it does sometimes make a really big difference. So if you're really stuck on that price and you're saying, well, I'm not getting that price and I'm not going to drop my price, then you need to look at why buyers are thinking your house isn't worth what you're offering it for. Or is it getting enough coverage out onto the market? You know, and look at that and ask your realtor what they're doing to promote your listing. But really, ultimately, it comes back down to what the buyer's willing to pay for your house. And if they're not making an offer, then there's you need to kind of look within, they say. So I got completely sidetracked. So back to the numbers. Condos, there are 120 active condos on the market. There were 126 last week. And 57 of those, or 57 are in escrow, 47 has sold. So still, it's good. What's good is that there's a lot of stuff available still. So that's good, but they are going into escrow. We were seeing numbers go higher and higher and not the sold numbers to kind of offset that, or even the in escrow numbers, then we get concerned. But right now we have, I think it's pretty healthy. I am seeing things sit longer on the market. I think buyers are being much more, they're more savvy. I think they know, they're keeping an eye on the market. There's so much access, public access now to all the numbers. And you know, as much as we in the real estate community don't care for Zillow and Trulia and Redfin and realtor.com and all those sites that are available to you in the public, there really is a lot of data out there. Now Zillow and you know, I'm talking about sold data. And what's available data. When you're looking at the value of your own home, please don't look to one of those sites. I just pulled up one that I pulled it up. Actually, it's not coming up anywhere in Zillow or anything, but through our tax records, which is a program called Realist, I can go in and there's something called a value map, and it tells me, it's kind of similar to how Zillow gets, they look at this, but what it came up at like 400,000, and it's clearly, you know, in the sevens it should be selling for. And I don't, the only thing I can think of is they're basing that on the tax records and the fact that these people were the original owners of the home, and they, you know, so they're with Prop 13, it keeps everything very low and the valuation very low because we've got that 2% cap every year that goes up. So they're looking at that and they're saying it for, you know, and everything around it on the map is like $700,000, $800,000, $1 million. And I don't know where they're getting that number. So please don't turn to that. But as far as numbers and knowing what's out there, I think buyers are much more savvy and paying attention, and they're not willing to offer more than they think it's worth. So something good to look at, keep an eye on. And then before we go to the news, real quick, just wrapping that up with multi-units, there's 41 active, 11 in escrow, and 8 sold last month. Lots, residential lots, 386. There are 52 in escrow and 36 sold last month. So that's good. They're selling. Anyway, we're going to go to the news. And when we come back, we will talk about that septic stuff and everything else that's going on. And my name is Allison Norman. I'm on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. We'll be right back after the news.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
They're treating the El Paso, Texas mass shooting as domestic terrorism, say city officials just holding a news conference. The alleged shooter in Dayton, Ohio has been identified as Connor Betts from Bellbrook, Ohio. Bellbrook Police Chief Doug Daugherty says that law enforcers have combed through Betts' home, but not before a bomb squad gave the okay.
Whether the bomb squad was here in some regard, I know they took due regard in making sure that everything was safe when they went in there.
There are at least 10 confirmed deaths, including the shooter in Dayton. Police have no motive. Tweeting in the past hour about the mass shootings, former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein about these comments by acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney today on ABC's This Week.
You cannot be a white supremacist and be normal in the head. These are sick people. You know it. I know it. The president knows it.
Great to hear President Trump is angry, tweets Rosenstein, adding that, in his words, the president himself should say it often and make sure everyone knows it. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
Need to move mom and dad? Need to sell the house to pay for their care? With extensive experience in senior relocation, estate liquidation, trust and probate, I can help ease the strain of relocating an aging parent or settling an estate after the loss of a loved one. I'm connected with senior move managers and realtors locally and across the country for a smooth transition when relocating to a care facility or out of the area.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Well, it's coming and going for the next few days. Today, partly cloudy at 82, 66 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, though, low 54 across the entire county. Partly cloudy for Monday at 84, 66 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, a bit more sun, but still at 84, 66 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. Thanks for joining me here on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on Sonoma County's FM News Talk. 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, 1350 AM, and KSRO.com. So thanks for joining. Wrapped up the numbers, talked all about all that good stuff. And now we're going to dive into what I had mentioned I was going to talk about and got not really sidetracked, but I wanted to cover the numbers because I promised I would. So now I also promised I'd talk about septic. So let's do that. So what's happening is, back in 1999, I think they started this whole thing of this statewide issue of septic, and it's an important issue, and I started reading through this stuff and going, well, this all sounds important. I mean, there is really honestly a lot of contamination going into our rivers and into the Russian River, and it's kind of icky, but to think about it, all these septic tanks that are old and antiquated and maybe not properly filtering out before they leak straight into the river, but this is a bigger issue than that. And when you start looking at, and NORBAR, which is the North Bay Association of Realtors, is really following this very closely because it really affects homeowners and our, California Association of Realtors, North Bay Association of Realtors, and really NAR, which is National Association of Realtors. What they're there for is to protect homeowner rights. So yes, we want to protect the environment, but we want to make sure that homeowners are protected and that we're not, that the government or the environmental industry is not overdoing it. This really does put a huge burden on homeowners, and we just want to make sure it's done right. So this is the Russian River Watershed pathogen, and it's the Advanced Protection Management Program is what kind of they're calling this and what. And but this is specifically to do with the Russian River watershed. And when you say Russian River watershed, it's not just the Russian River. So we're not just talking about Guerneville and Forestville and the homes along the river. We're talking about the homes along a whole slew of what they call blue line creeks, which are creeks that are direct, tributaries. I think, they directly feed right into, whether it's into the Russian River or it's into the Russian River watershed, which is underground and feeds into the Russian River. So it's where, when you have runoff. And one of the issues is not just septic, but it's also they're looking at the ag industry and the dairy industry and then all the other livestock. Some reason they separate the two. There's the dairy industry, and they have this one set of rules they need to follow, and then there's other livestock, which is horses and cows and sheep and chickens and all that. And all of those have, waste that is, they have to, they're also being monitored how that is cleaned up and how the runoff, so that it doesn't go into the watershed, which effectively, ends up in our drinking water and in our rivers and everywhere else. So this, there's a map there. So let me go back. I'm kind of going in circles here. So the North Bay Association of Realtors sent out an email, asking their members to, send out a letter to this board that's handling this. And it's the North Coast Regional Quality Control Board. But with some arguments and what they want to see put into this plan or taken out or adjusted or tweaked a little bit so that it's not so, onerous to the homeowners. But there's a public hearing Wednesday, August 14th from 8:30, who knows how long it'll go, but it's at 8:30 at 5550 Sky Lane Boulevard. In Santa Rosa. And so it'd be a good idea if you're interested in this or if you're a home that's affected by this, go and show your support and your argument to why there's some things in this proposal that are just don't make sense. And that the whole thing in a whole makes sense, that we do need to watch where we're putting our sewage they need to loosen some of the restrictions so that it's, one, it leads to illegal, people doing it illegally and not getting a repair or doing a home repair instead of having it done because they don't want to get involved in having to replace their entire sewer system. So, anyway, show up at this meeting if you're interested. It's Wednesday, August 14th, 8:30 a.m. If you want to find out if your home is affected by this and is in this one of there's 12 different watersheds that are affected. And I'll put the list on Facebook, or you can go to this waterboards.ca.gov and do a little bit of research on your own. But if you go to waterboards.ca.gov, there is actually a page that shows every single, it's like 1,063 pages, so I didn't print it. But it shows your address, every single address, and it goes all the way from, Mendocino County, Hopland, Cloverdale, all the way down. It's, Santa Rosa, Jenner, Petaluma, all of this is in Healdsburg. All of this is involved in this thing. So it's, when I say it's not a Russian River issue, it's not. It's countywide and really goes up into Mendocino County as well. But you can look and see if your address is on there.
I think that's what the caller just asked.
How do you know?
That website for the maps and the reports. So you answered
answered it without even knowing.
Good job.
I channeled you in my mind. Thanks for calling and asking. I'm sorry. It took me a minute to get to it. There's 12 that they've identified that have direct evidence of pollution and impairment. And there's actually a map too, if you go, and I'll put it on all of this on Facebook. I didn't get a chance to this morning, but it's waterboards, all one word, .ca.gov. And then, you'll find your way to, I don't know what the rest of it, the link is, but it'll take you to that that whole list of, you know, if your home is on it, and so it's huge. So what the, you know, what NORBAR, North Bay Association of Realtors, what the things that they have an issue with, and the biggest one, and I know when Mike Trinan was here, and that was kind of one of his big things, is he's really been pushing for, and they keep saying they're going to do it, and they don't. They don't add it into the proposal, but the financial assistance piece. And they keep saying, well, we're going to have a financial thing, but it's not. It says implementation of this bill should be delayed until prescribed assistance is in place. And so the statewide on-site wastewater treatment system policies, or OWTS, specifically calls for provision of low-interest loans to owners of all income levels for OWTS repair or replacement. This TMDL, this bill, I forget what TMDL stands for, but it's total... mass something. I'm sorry, I'll remember it. But anyway, they want, you know, so it specifically calls for that, but they don't have anything in place. So they're saying, sure, we're going to do that, but they're not. And so they really, that's the biggest thing, I think, on NORBAR's list, North Bay Association Realtors list, is that we want that financial assistance in place, because basically they're going to come through and they're going to say, oh, you need to fix your system. And somebody that doesn't have the money, it's a big chunk of money to put a new septic system in if that's what you have to do. If it's a repair, it's different. But if they're saying you need a whole entire new system, you know, you could be looking at it's $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 to replace. So, you know, NORBAR's opinion is that this would wreak havoc on our local homeowners, housing stock, and the economy. And then the boundary, this APMP boundary, which is the Advanced Protection Management Program. I'm sorry about all these acronyms, but... They made them, not me. Anyway, they're saying that some of these parcels are not within the 200 or 600 foot. So that's the kind of the rule is that if you're within 600 feet or 200, and there's two different things they're looking at to determine that. But if you're not within that area, then you're okay. And then if not, you know, then you're included in this whole thing. But anybody that's on a boundary of these areas is also now being looked at. And if the boundary, and they could have a septic system 1,000 feet away from the boundary, but if, you know, from that other lot that is affected, but they're saying that anybody that's on the edge of the boundary is also going to be included. And so NORBAR is saying, you know, no, let's not do that and look at them more specifically individually and see if they fall into it or not. I think, did we have a question, Joe? Oh, does he want to come on? He or she? Is this Deborah in Sebastopol? Hi, Deborah. Oops, there you are. Wait, you weren't there for a minute. Can you start over?
Yeah, thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, sure.
I actually sat in at a Board of Supervisors meetings recently about the septic system, and specifically they were talking about the Russian River and the 600 feet. Mm-hmm. But when I looked into it, it's exactly what you're saying right now. It's inclusive of all areas that have any runoff capability into any of the tributary systems anywhere, everywhere.
Yeah,
and it's
not broad.
Only in California. It is the entire, not only just the county, it's the entire state. And actually, they're applying it nationwide. What's interesting and concerning is they do have PACE loans, P-A-C-E mm-hmm. loans available.
Mm-hmm.
They're Rockefeller loans. I don't know if people are aware of that. They're very predatory loans for all of the required retrofitting that's coming down from the climate action plans, which does include septic systems. So I would not encourage the PACE loans, because it really does take first position over ahead of the mortgages, which you probably are well aware of.
Right, and we've talked about that a lot. You're right. And the PACE, and what we have in Sonoma County, is called Skype. It is a PACE program. Skype. It's Sonoma County Energy Independence Program. The acronym is SCIPE. EIP or Skype, but it is a PACE program.
And that's a PACE loan.
It is, and it goes on your, you're right, it goes on your tax record. I mean, it goes on your, on the tax rolls, and it's basically a lien on your property, and it, and if you go to refinance or sell, it has to be paid off. They won't, you know, they won't subordinate to another loan. So
lots of people, I'm understanding, nationwide are falling into foreclosure because of those loans. And so I am very concerned, because certainly we know in February when we had the floods here, mm-hmm. in Sebastopol, the Barlow got flooded out.
Right.
There were reports, and it was pretty much not discussed after the floods, but they said that the wastewater, the Santa Rosa wastewater treatment plant was spewing out millions of gallons of contaminated wastewater.
Yeah,
and that
I heard
was, of
a
course,
about that.
Flowing into the Barlow down the Laguna,
down the street,
down
yeah.
the Russian River.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no mention about all of the swamping of the wastewater treatment plant that occurred then as part of what is the problem of water contamination.
Yeah. Well, in this whole big action plan, you know, printout and talks about
plan.
well what I printed up, the pathogen TMDL action plan for public review, it's it was on actually I found it on the Norbar, but I'll put it on the web on Facebook, but it does talk about other, you know, things such as treatment plants, livestock, all of that, but what, you know, Norbar, because we are a you know, real estate trade board, you know, that's kind of their big concern is about how it's going to affect homeowners. But you're right, it's a much bigger issue than that, and it is not just Russian River. So people go, oh, Russian River, we don't need to worry about it, because
people are really aware of the enormity of what this is involving.
Yeah, you're right.
When you think about the runoff and the ag and the cattle, and you look at the climate action plans that mm-hmm. are all approved in every single city in the county, every city, these climate action plans are approved.
Yeah.
And it talks about ag and lands that are outside the urban growth boundaries as being considered unsustainable and sprawl.
Yeah.
So when you add those words to lands outside the city growth boundaries, unsustainable and sprawl, you're falling right in to the entire environmental
right.
Elimination of where we live.
Hey,
and that is the bottom line.
Yeah, I agree, and I thank you for your call. I need to go because we have to take a break, but I appreciate you listening, and thanks for calling in and sharing that information. We'll continue talking about it. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll talk more about what's happening with the septic. I'll go a little bit deeper into that, and we'll be right back. This is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO.
The super chef, Douglas Keene.
Brought my way back into the kitchen instead of realizing I didn't look that great in a suit. Didn't want to wear a suit my entire life. So I found my way into the kitchen. Kind of love the addiction of the cooking and making people happy and making dinner.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive. Afternoons on KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and Thanks for tuning in. It's the every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. and we talk about real estate, what's happening, you know, directly with real estate, but then also everything going on in the community that affects real estate. And North Bay Association of Realtors, which I am a member of, and most you know, most people don't realize there's realtors and then there's real estate agents. We are all real estate agents. We are not all realtors. And realtors belong to associations and have kind of a stricter, some stricter rules and code of ethics that we follow. So that's kind of the difference. But one of the differences, there are many, and I won't go into it right now. But North Bay Association of Realtors has really been working hard along with some other, you know, septic professionals. You know, a lot of and homeowners and people that are concerned about this and environmentalists and everything else, that this whole thing going on with the septic issue and basically there's, you know, they're right. We had our caller, Deborah, had mentioned it's not just houses, it's not just septic systems, it's a whole list. And really there is a list on here that I have, and it's treated municipal wastewater to surface water, including discharge from holding ponds, untreated sewage from sanitary sewer systems, wastewater from percolation ponds and through spray irrigation, runoff from land application of municipal bi-solids and bi-solid storage areas, runoff from water recycling projects, runoff from sites that receive discharge of waste to land, on-site wastewater treatment systems, aka septic system, which is what we're really covering today, recreational water use and users, and then homeless and in the illegal camping, which is another big issue that, you know, a lot of homeless people are camping along all of our creeks and rivers, and you know, that leads to some issues. So, and then stormwater to municipal separation, storm sewer systems and areas outside of the MS4 boundaries. And then also domestic animal and farm animal waste, pet waste, manure from non-dairy livestock and farm animals, and manure from dairy cows. So they're looking at all of these things. But really the piece that we're looking at today, and we're going to run out of time, so I'll wrap it up quickly, but we're looking at how this is going to directly affect an estimated 15,000 homeowners in Sonoma County, and I think that also covers Mendocino County as well, that are going to, and basically they'll be inspecting, they'll be required to every 5 years do an inspection, and then they'll have a certain amount of time. It seemed like it was a pretty big, like 15 years or something, chunk of time to make this repair or replace. That seemed like a really big amount to me. But anyway, that's what it said. So, but the bottom line is, you know, that, and especially if you're thinking of buying a home, you may want to look into this. And it's nice that they actually have this list. And again, this isn't final. This is what's being proposed and what's going to, you know, to be discussed with the county. And that's happening. The North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board is going to approve or maybe set it aside again if basically we're saying we need to make some adjustments to it. But they're going to be looking at it. There'll be a public hearing August 14th, 2019. That's this year, 8:30 a.m. at 5550 Skyland Boulevard in Santa Rosa. So the North Bay Association of Realtors is advocating on issues affecting housing, homeownership, and private property rights. So that's why we're so involved in this. And it really is a big deal. If you're selling your house, just know that it could come up. Hopefully it will. And well, not hopefully for you, but it really needs to be disclosed that this is an issue. And I know out in the Russian River area, there are some disclosures about this specific thing, but it really is a countywide issue. And if you're buying a home, so if you go to this website, and let me mention again what it is. The website is, where did it go? It was waterboard.ca.gov, I believe. And I don't know why it's not here anymore. There it is, waterboards, plural. waterboards.ca.gov, and you can actually find Russian River watershed parcel within the APMP boundary. And it goes by AP address, AP number, you know, your parcel number or your address number. I think it's alphabetic or not alphabetical, it's numerical by parcel number. So if you know your parcel number, that will help. But it also, you can scroll through and look for your address in your city. Somebody's calling, asking for the public hearing address again. I'm sorry, let me say it again. That is going to be August 14th. The address is 5550 Skyland, S-K-Y-L-A-N-D. Boulevard, and that's in Santa Rosa, 5550 Skyland Boulevard. Just put that in your GPS and it'll take you there. So I'm not really actually sure. I'm gonna look it up. Anyway, that's the water quality. North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board is holding this meeting. And a public hearing. So it's important to be there. And then, you know, like I said, look up on this website, waterboards.ca.gov, and see if you are property affected. And even if you're not, it's good to know. And like I said, if you're looking for a home in the process of buying a home and then there is a septic system, or if you're buying land that needs a septic system, either whether it has one or is going to need one, this is going to affect you. So go to that website, look up and see if your parcel that you're considering is going to be affected by this. And then attend the meeting or, you know, give me a call if you have further questions and I'll get you in touch with the right person that can really kind of give you a more in-depth idea of what exactly you need to do and what you need to know. The other thing that they're opposing that I forgot to mention is this ordinance or bill would call for a certified on-site management, you know, treatment, what on-site wastewater treatment system person to do all of the repairs or any inspections, and that's going to be very a huge strain for one on the scarce market of consultants that we have. And they're saying Northway associations and those involved are saying that qualified professionals should allow licensed C42 or C36 contractors or a pumper who pumps out the system who has received a certification to complete inspections. So they're asking that to be included in here, is that, you know, that it shouldn't just be, a professional sanitarian, you know, person, because they really are, they're spread very thin. And that's what Michael Trinan is, Mike Trinan. And there's a few other good ones in the area that we use when you're buying or selling a home for an inspection. But, you know, if we're talking 15,000 people that could be affected here, we really need to open that up to somebody, you know, somebody who is qualified, but, you know, and make it a little bit looser restrictions on that. So that's the other thing they're asking. There are basically three things they're really wanting to change: is the financial assistance, get that in place before this all goes through, because we really need to have that in place. And then the boundaries and owners that fall right outside of that really should be eligible for exemption. It shouldn't be included just because they're on the border of a parcel that is in it. So I don't know why they would pull them in, but they do. And then having qualified professionals loosen that term a little bit so that contract C42, C36 contractors or pumpers that are qualified can do it. So that's that. And if you want to, you know, get more information, I would go to that waterboards.ca.gov. Check it out. I'll put it on the Facebook page, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook. And then had some other stuff we were going to talk about, but that took up the whole hour. So we'll talk about it next week. I am glad you joined me here. I'm Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. David Ewan will be here next week, City of Santa Rosa. And then I'll be out at an open house today, 3364 Andy Way. Hope to see you. Have a great day. Happy Sunday.
The preceding was a paid presentation. On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.